I worked in fashion for the past 15 years. I always wanted to do property. I bought my first property about 10 years ago. And then within 5 years, I doubled in value. I was actually diagnosed with cancer. I wasn't sure how it was going to be, if I would make or not. And
Did you think you might die?
Well, definitely. I mean, obviously, no, you don't know. It's so scary.
I find it unbelievable that during that time, you were coming to the crash course, investing in training. Like, the fact that you were able to be excited about property is mad.
And I think that is what obviously pushed me even further. I was like, okay, you know, I might die. I don't know how much I have left. And you know, like when you start looking at your kids and like, oh my God, you know, how long I have here with them. And for me, it was just terrifying. I was like, I have to do something. I have to make a change.
How many properties do you have now?
So I've got 7 properties at the moment. We're turning around 25 grand a month.
Jeez.
Yes.
And that's incredible. From 7 properties. Yes. What would be your biggest takeaway or piece of advice or inspiration that you'd want to share with other people watching this that are wanting to break free of the rat race and follow their dream? So thank you for coming on us on a Wednesday.
Thank you for having me.
What was it that made you agree to come in to my house to share your story?
I think I wanted to motivate people. I think I have a good story. I think I went through a lot and I think it will be really good. I really want to share with people. I really want people to actually be inspired and make changes to their life when they can.
Because you broke out of the rat race. How long ago did you quit your job?
Exactly. So I quit my job in January this year. So I was working for fashion companies before. So I worked in fashion for the past 15 years. And yes, I resigned this January.
Did you enjoy it? Was it fun?
Yes, I enjoyed it. I loved it. I studied. So I really, really, really enjoy my time in fashion. I was also, you know, building up my career, climbing the ladder. So that kind of thing made me happy, motivated, and it was good back then. Until my last job, I was in a corporate. I wasn't really happy the way they were managing. They were working with us. So I just thought I need to make a change last year. And then I booked the crash course.
Yeah. Like a lot of people, they're in a job, they're dependent on a job, and then they might fall out of love with it a little bit or realize, actually, I don't want to necessarily do this forever and ever. And then they find an alternative. What was it about property that excited you? Because you've also got a construction company now, right, with your partner?
Yes, exactly. So to be honest, I've always been interested in property. I always wanted to do property. I always, look like YouTube videos, lots of property gurus like yourself and others as well, and being a lot of seminars, courses, and always interested. I bought my first property about 10 years ago, and then within 5 years, I doubled in value. So wow. I was like, wow.
You knew then.
Exactly. So I was like, oh, wow, I need to be in property.
Where was that?
So I bought in Stratford, like London.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was just before, before the Olympic Games and the Olympiads. So obviously after that, it valued so much. So
it doubled in value. How much you bought it for?
So 250.
And they went up to 500. So,
yeah, 500. Actually over 500.
Jeez.
Yeah, so we got first offer when we saw that, we're about to sell it for 520, but then we end up, I said, oh no, I wasn't sure, which was silly to be honest, and then end up selling for 500k.
And what were you making at the time when you were doing your fashion?
So I've been in lots of different companies, and then I was like in a managerial position, so I was making around 50 grand and then bonus on top as well, so it was really good in terms of money and like I said, building my career.
What were you doing exactly then? So were you working for like retail shops or what were you?
No, so I was working in the head office. So I was doing like buying, merchandising, so product development.
Sounds like a dream job. So, and you studied fashion at uni?
Yes, I did fashion uni and everything. Yeah, so yeah, it was good. Like I said, it was good. But at the same time, I always wanted to do something for myself. And then as well, like again, like I said, my partner as well, we have a construction company. So we always wanted to focus our business in property. And like I said, after the property we bought, we thought, oh, okay, that was really good.
Yeah. Well, you made like £250,000 over 5 years, and it's pretty passive, isn't it, as well, because it just went up in value.
Yes, exactly. So then last year what I did, so it was my partner's birthday was in May, so I wanted to take him to, so I was obviously to them, I was watching your videos, your YouTube and everything, so I wanted to take him to go to your crash course. So it was his birthday in May, so I booked the crash course pretending was his birthday present, like really expensive present.
I mean, it's very valuable present.
Exactly. So it was actually quite funny because he wanted to see a lot about it. I was like making like really secret, and I was like, oh, you know, I'm taking you to a really good place. You know, we're doing a whole day course. I didn't want him to know it was a pound.
Yeah.
So I just made like really.
Hopefully I didn't say anything.
Exactly. So it was like, he was really excited. And we booked, his birthday was in May. Mm. And then we're supposed to go in June. And then, so then between May and June, I was actually diagnosed with cancer. So that time, so I couldn't actually attend the crash course in June.
That's like a serious thing.
Yeah.
Was that out the blue? Was that unexpected?
It was just I just went for a general checkup, and then suddenly a week after, like 2 weeks after, they just told me that that was with cancer.
How did that hit you? How did you take that?
Yeah, so it was awful. I mean, obviously it was horrible. It was a terrible time for my family, for myself, for everything. I was scared, I was sad, I didn't know what to do. And it was terrible.
Were you still working at the time, just in your fashion job?
Yeah, so I was working, I was still doing my fashion job. And but obviously, because following that, then obviously I had to do surgeries. So I had my surgery. So I was diagnosed in June. So just exactly what the time I was supposed to go to the crash course.
Was that last year?
June, yeah, yes, yeah. Yes. So I went to, so obviously I couldn't go to the crash course. And then I contacted team. I said, oh, guys, I'm really sorry, but I can't really go to the crash course. Can I please move to July? So I was meant to go in London in June and then moved to July in Birmingham. So I had my surgery and then I was still waiting to recover. Then July, I went to your crash course. And then in the crash course in July, it was amazing. We loved it. So I went to my partner. We did a whole weekend out of it. So to go there, and you know, as well, we needed as well after, you know, my surgery, recovery, everything. So it was really, really, actually, really good. And you know, like when you finish the crash course and you go, oh, you know, so do you wanna, you know, proceed with your education? And you know, I look at my partner, and everyone's running to the room to buy the course. And I look at my partner looked at me. I was like, come on, run! And he was like, oh my God, are you sure? Should we run? It's like, yes, run. So he just went. We obviously bought the course and booked to go to the next BRR in August. Mm. However, then between them, I had another surgery. So unfortunately, I had to do a second surgery. And then I had to delay, so I couldn't do the course in that month. So we went to the next month.
Yeah, we switched it over.
Yes, exactly. Which was so nice because, well, to be honest, it was really nice because I wasn't sure. So obviously, it was my second surgery. It was a bit more complicated surgery, and I wasn't sure how it was going to be, if I would make or not. And
Did you think you might die?
Well, definitely. Wow. Definitely. I mean, obviously, you know, you don't know. It's so scary. And until you don't know, because, you know, when you're doing all the surgeries and all those tests and, you know, they don't really tell you exactly. So it takes a time for them to actually investigate everything properly.
And they have to be very careful.
And, exactly.
And they also need to cover their backs, and sometimes they'll...
Yeah,
it's very scary. I mean, yeah. I've never been through anything like that.
Exactly. It was horrible, you know, for me, for my family, like for my kids. I have two kids and as well hiding from them, kind of thing. You know, I didn't want them to know. Yeah. You know, my son's a bit older, but my daughter's too young, and I didn't want them to know. And even like simple things, like I had to do a PET scan, and because of the radioactives, you cannot be next to your kids for a couple of days. So I was like, oh my God, well, I'm going to do that now. You know, what I'm going to tell them, but they can't be at home for 2 days. So it was really, really tough, really, really. And even my mental health was, you know, wasn't there. And, you know, for my partner, it was scary. We had, you know, doing, you know, every day was something new. We didn't know what's going to happen. Even like after my first surgery, I was told from my doctor the chances that I would have to have a second surgery would be like 2-3%. And yet I had to do a second surgery. So, you know, just that coming again, it was like, it was a massive thing.
I find it unbelievable that during that time you were coming to the crash course, investing in training, like the fact that you were able to be excited about property is mad.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think that is what obviously pushed me even further to actually follow my dreams and to follow my career, what I was actually going to do.
Why did it?
I think it's, you know, when obviously cancer is a big word for everybody. And I think, you know, I was so scared. I was like, okay, you know, I might die. I don't know how much I have left. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like when you start looking at your kids and like, oh my God, you know, how long I have here with them. And for me, it was just terrifying. I was like, I have to do something. I have to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
To my life. I have to, you know, what's important for me? What do I want? And for me, it was always, okay, I want to spend, you know, the most time with my kids. What can I do to actually spend more time with them? What, you know, I was, like I said, in the rat race, working for a corporate, very demanding, very stressful, working late nights, working weekends. And I was like, okay, what can I do? You know, what can I do to improve my life? And, you know, again, property always being there and just being in that environment as well, like crash course. Oh my God, I loved it. You know, even like I was in a really bad time of my life, and just being a crash course, that changed completely. It was just so good. It was just, you know, just so refreshing and motivating and you know, the people, the environment, everything. It was truly amazing. And I told you already, I'm so grateful.
Well, I'm so happy. Because when I'm like running crash courses, even on that day when I was running that crash course, like I had no idea what you were going through. So I was just completely unaware doing my thing. But the fact that it has such an impact on people, it's incredible. And you've gone on to do super well. So I know I always say your first deal is your hardest. Once you've done your first deal, then it gets easier. What was your first deal, and how did you find it?
Yeah. So my first deal. So my first deal was through Open Rent. So we're looking through direct to landlord. So I was trying a little bit of everything. So state agencies, direct to landlords, Facebook, and been to a few viewings. Changing my my strategy now, but changing a little bit my speech to them and change, you know, try to improve as we go along. So I had a few things with Open Rent, with the director landlord, went for viewing. I use my construction company as well, which I think that's quite good.
Yeah.
Because we've been established for over 10 years now. So we have like, you know, obviously, you know, we are a company and they can see that, our books and everything. So they kind of landlords whenever you say about construction, and they check our company, our background, and they can see we've been established for a few years. So that helps a lot in negotiations.
Sure.
And normally I also say, because my partner itself, so we have obviously our construction company, but he also work for developers in London. So he worked for bigger developers. He's a contractor manager himself. So we have a lot of contacts with contractors, subcontractors as well.
So you used you used the cards that you had.
Yes, exactly.
So as we used part of your story.
Exactly. And exactly.
So at this point then, you've got cancer. You don't know how long you've got to live. You've come to the crash course. You love the energy. You love the atmosphere. Yeah. You want to become financially free so that you can have more time with your kids. Yeah. What's the goal? What were you like in terms of time scale, and what was it that you were trying to achieve through property, and what was your time scale?
Yeah, so I think the time scale was a bit difficult again because of the surgeries and stuff. So, because obviously I booked for a few days, you know, particular dates, and I couldn't because I still recovering. And actually, it was funny because when my first course that I went, like I said, it was supposed to be in June, but I didn't go until August. And even though I spoke to your team just a week before the actual course, and I said to them, listen, I just came back after surgery. I don't know whether I can do the course next week, but please, can I let you know a day before whether I'm able to come or not? Because I don't know whether, you know, I had stitches. I don't know if I'll be okay or not. And your team, just like the day before, I emailed them and said, can I come? And they're like, yes, of course, no problem, you know, which was really good because I was going through recovering. So I was still working, you know, my job. So obviously because I had my surgery, so I was off from work. So I thought, okay, I have to make the most now while I'm still recovering and I can actually.
So it made sense.
Yeah. Do all the courses. Yeah.
People get really upset because of like things like the £100 no-show fees that we have. And, you know, people book on and then they just can't be bothered to turn up. But we always make exceptions. You know what I mean? If someone's got cancer and there's always compassionate
grounds. And especially last day, you know, like, because obviously I understand, you know, you have to make a lot of, you know, arrangements to make those courses and stuff. So for me, I said, you know, they were really, really nice. Obviously I understand the situation, which is great. But as well, like such a last minute. And they were like, yes, of course. So I went literally the day before. I just, okay, I'm going. Whereas my family, my friends, like, are you crazy? You can't go.
Yeah, it's mad.
It's like you just had the massive surgery. You can't go. I couldn't even sit down. I was literally laying on the benches, like on the crash course.
Oh,
I was like taking morphine every, you know.
Really?
Yes,
what would the doctor have said if you'd have told him you were going to a 4-day intensive?
Yes, well, I shouldn't go, really, isn't it? That's I shouldn't go. But I was so driven, Samuel.
Maybe that kept you. Kind of kept you going.
Yes, definitely, because I was in a really bad moment of my life, like, but that really helped me. That was, you know, a turning point for me. I was like, I needed to do something. And in being that environment for me, it was just amazing. You know, everyone was helping. Even like, you know, I couldn't even carry my bag, let's say, you know, because it's surgery. So I had, you know, even people that I never met before, they were helping me. Like, oh, I'll carry your bag. I'll carry a bottle of water. You know, it was just incredible. And I was there. I was like, okay, I need to be here. And then, you know, I never looked back. I wanted to go. I did one course after another. I didn't stop. So I finished all the courses one in a month after another. And I just move on and crack on with my
deal. Some people told us that we were bad. Don't let Claudia do the courses. She should recover. Don't let her in. But it's like, who are we to say that?
Yes.
If you've got the passion to do it.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. And like I said, you know, I never looked back. I don't regret a moment. I'm glad I did when I did. And I need that. And I think not only, obviously, property, which I always been interested in, I really wanted to get into, but also personal development, also my mental health. That helped me a lot. I don't know if I didn't have that, if I haven't done that, I don't know where I would be, because I was really, really, you know, depressed and, you know, terrible, you know, with everything was going on and all the bad news was coming one after another. So yes, so I went.
Inspirational thing though.
Yeah.
And going back to my question about the goal. So yes, you love being in the environment, the people, the atmosphere, the community. Yeah. But what was the goal for you? Did you have one? Or
yes, definitely. So my goal, when you start the academy, so during the academy, so it was like, you know, they always ask you to do your business plan.
Yeah, and it's very hard to put together a business plan for you.
Exactly.
Because most people, it's like, when if someone says, well, I've got cancer, I don't know how long I've got left to live. It's like, how do we start? That's why I'm curious about what the plan for you was.
Exactly. So I think first thing is straight away, even after having like mental calls and chats, even, you know, at the course itself, I booked so many mentors that I was like, okay, I need to talk to all of them. So I was talking to all of them and I was like, okay, my first goal is to leave my job. Yes. I want more time with my kids. I want to be free. I want to have time with the family. So I never actually considered to do the rent to essays myself because of the construction company. I wanted to do construction. I want to do flips. I want to do BRRs.
Like you've done previously.
Yes,
the London House.
Exactly.
But that's slow.
Yeah.
And if you want to leave your job quick,
yeah.
If you start buying land like you're doing now, buying land, building houses, all that kind of stuff, that's that will take a year before you see a penny.
Exactly.
And you needed freedom.
Yes, exactly. So I want to do the BRs, but the mentor's like, well, if you want to leave your job, if that's your goal for now, you know, so you need the fast pound. So what about rent to essays? I was like, well, I never considered rent to essays. Obviously, I didn't know much about rent to essays. I knew about the BRs, which is great, but not obviously as much as well, but just had an idea. So they're like, okay, so first let's make a plan. Let's do, you know, like 6 months plan, for, you know, running a rent to essay so you can get that cash flow coming. You can resign your job. And then you can focus later on some BRRs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I started straight away, you know, with state agencies. So, you know, obviously after all the training, so, okay, let's crack on. And again, because I was still recovering at home, I could do a lot of the work at home. So I was obviously calling agencies, Open Rent, and then obviously had viewings, so booked my first viewings, and then had my first, I think my first rent essay within, so I started September, first week of December,
sure.
I had, so just a couple of months to get my first rent essay, and then just following that, after month again, January, I had another two, and then in April another two, so just started scaling.
Wow.
Like that. Yeah.
How long was it before you could comfortably quit your job after joining the academy?
So I joined academy in September last year, and I resigned in January, so wow. Literally 4 months
That's
after.
Fast.
Yes, yeah, so yeah, so I was very lucky, so my essays were doing it well, so obviously,
well, no, you weren't lucky, you trained well.
Yes,
despite the doctor's advice,
yeah,
despite not being able to sit on a chair because you were in so much pain, having to lie down on a bench,
yeah,
booking mental call after mental call after mental call,
exactly,
getting home, hitting the phone,
yeah, exactly.
That's why you. That's why you were successful.
Yeah, exactly.
And investing a chunk of money into your education.
Yeah, exactly. I think obviously that education, obviously I wouldn't be nowhere near where I am. Definitely, like I said, although we do know about property, but no way I would be able to make that step and that quick. I always say to my friends, because I'm pushing all my friends, you got to be in property. A friend of mine, she really wants to be in property as well. And I always tell her, like, listen, I study, I was graduating fashion. I was working fashion 15 years. I had a good position and everything. And within 6 months in property, I'm making double the money I was making in fashion after working 15 years, after being graduated and everything. So I was still like, come on, you know, you got to make a change. You got to do something.
That's incredible though.
So yes, it was really good.
How many properties do you have now?
So I've got seven properties at the moment.
And what do you make? What's your passive monthly income?
Yeah.
Profit.
So we're turning around 25 grand a month.
Jeez.
Yes.
And that's incredible. From seven properties.
Yes, yes.
Where are these seven houses?
Yeah, actually, I can't believe, you know, I'm doing my accounts, like, honestly, where is all this money coming? I can't really believe it's that big. And so my properties are mainly in London. I've got one in Maidstone, one in Kent. But they're all London, central London, so around East London, Canary Wharf, and Ealing, so they're all around there.
Your intention was never to make loads of money. As it happens, you're making a lot more money now than you were in your job.
Yeah.
But the intention was just about to quit your job.
Yes.
And comfortably be at home, spend time with the kids.
Yes, exactly. So I was exactly going back to my goals. So it was really be able to spend more time with the family.
How are you health-wise now? Has there been any updates?
Yes, so very good. So obviously after surgery, second surgery, so I'm all clear now. Actually, I just had the MRI a couple of months ago. So to just to check, because obviously now I have to be checking every 6 months. So it's all good.
Cancer-free?
It's cancer-free now, yes. Yeah. So it's all good.
Wow.
Yes. So I'm really happy. I can't believe.
I'm so proud of you.
Yes. I'm really, really happy. I can't believe it. I changed my job. I'm doing well. My family as well. I'm helping a lot of my family. And
how old are your kids?
So my kid's 11. My daughter's 11. My son's 19.
Yes. Is he getting in on the property thing now?
Yeah. So he's.
Is it? Yes. What's he doing?
Yeah. So he's just set up his own management company.
Oh, wow.
And also he's been helping me as well with my essays, and he also doing some deal sourcing. So he found three deals in 3 weeks.
That's incredible.
So yeah, so just when he started, when I was training him, yeah, so obviously, you know, he's been seeing a lot at home as well. He's been seeing me on the phone and everything. And he found 3 deals in 3 weeks. So really, literally. So actually, we're JVing 2 of them.
Oh, so you're actually getting those as well?
Yes,
so you found them and you're going to get them?
Yes, yes. So we're JVing on 2 of them.
So he's an asset now then.
And the other one, we actually returned because it was just too much to take.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, no. So we couldn't
do... three, you got 2 of them. And he's now managing and he's on it.
Yes, he's on it.
How does that feel, seeing your son... Yes. Being able to follow in your footsteps.
Yes. Well, really good. Really good. He's you know, also him. He's really excited. And I keep showing to him as well of the young people in academy, like videos, the YouTube, you know, so Tesh, which, you know, so I keep telling him your story as well. So I look at, you know, they start so young, you know, you're 19, you know, make a change now. Don't wait, because I regret why I didn't do earlier. You know, I've been looking into your videos for years, you know, I was like, why I didn't do that earlier? Why just make a step last year? Well, obviously, I know my step was because, you know, my health situation, but I definitely regret I didn't make that step earlier. So I keep telling him, like, just go for it. And as well, like, you know, as well, I wanted to say is, you know, being now in this position, like, my partner resigned his job. So he was working for developers.
He resigned.
Yeah. So he resigned. Yeah.
He single-handedly
just
basically retired the whole family.
Yeah. Oh, kind of. My mum as well. So my mum is resigning. So her last day will be in 2 days' time. So my mum is looking after all the cleaning. So she always worked in a cleaning company. And as well, like, managerial position, like, managing lots of sites. But again, you know, I was always telling her, like, you do so good. You know, you've been that. She's been doing that for years and years. It's like, it's time for you to do something for yourself. So she's been doing looking after my cleaning as well, my essays. So she's able now. She's in a position now to resign.
That's so
cool.
She
just resigned. She's leaving 2 days' time. My partner resigned as well. So, yeah.
And now you're looking at land development.
Yeah,
doing your own bigger constructions.
Do our own development. Yes, yes. Yesterday I had one of my landlords. He just offered me a 15 block of flats as well. So it's just like, it's just been so much going on at the moment. And, you know, like I said, again, you know, my partner resigning, my mum, you know, my son getting involved. I think this is just brilliant, brilliant. And obviously me as well, you see, like, you know, what I was able to do for myself. So it's just...
Are you happier now?
Life-changing. Yes, definitely. You know, having the freedom, obviously, you know, I won't lie, it is a lot of work. We work. But again, I was working harder before as well.
If you're going to work hard anyway, you may as well get rich.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, I work hard. But, you know, I've never been scared of working. So, you know, I'm very committed. And, you know, I think it's important if you want to be somewhere, you know, again, going back to the goal. So my goal is, you know, to have more time. I want to retire early. I don't want to retire when I'm 60, you know, or later. I want to retire, you know, I would say 45. So I have another 5 years.
When we did your 12-month goals on the academy,
yeah,
I think you've hit all of them.
Pretty much, yeah. So actually, you know what? I must say that because when actually I was doing the business plan of me and my partner, so one of them was him resigning. And to be honest, I mean, I never thought he would resign within a year, because I said, okay, well, a year is going to be him resigning his job. And to be honest, back then, I never believed, you know, he was like in 3-figure salary and working for developers in, you know, really, really good position. And that's why we never make a change, because both of us really working those, you know, high pay salaries and that lifestyle would never really want to make a change for us. So when we did that, I was like, okay, so one was him resigning and then me being here in the Winners Wednesday and then having 10 properties by the end of this year. And obviously we are now 7. I had 8, unfortunately I had to leave 1, but I had 7 properties. I'm here now and he resigned and also my mom resigned. So
it's incredible.
I literally hit all my goals now, pretty much.
Well,
yeah.
You are a beacon of light.
Yes.
What would be your biggest takeaway or piece of advice or inspiration that you'd want to share with other people watching this that are wanting to break free of the rat race and follow their dream?
Yeah, I think first of all, obviously educate yourself. You know, I don't want to say it, but it's true. You have to educate yourself, because I would not near be here, like I said, if I haven't, you know, booked your course, if I haven't been to the crash course, if I haven't actually joined the academy. I think that is essential, because, you know, I wouldn't know how to do all those things. So definitely, I would say that is the first thing, because without your education, without knowing what you're doing, you don't know. Mm. You just don't know what to do. And being consistent, you know, like, it's been really hard at the beginning, like finding your first deal. And, you know, although I think it's still, you know, it's part of the process, part of your journey. I found a deal with 2-3 months. But, you know, when you're working alone at home, let's say, you know, with no, obviously, you know, it was so nice because coming to the academy again, you know, talking to people, calling them and, you know, going to the academy dinners, you know, every time you go to those dinners with like a boost of energy, a boost, yeah. You know, again. So that helped a lot when you actually change your job and you're working, you know, at home. On your own. So definitely, I think consistency and getting educated, I think that, you know, believe in yourself. I think you have to believe yourself as well, you know, have that goal, have that plan, you know, have your why, like you always say, having your why, you know, my why, you know, I had a big why.
And, get a big why.
Yeah. And then I think, you know, my family and, you know, being, having time with them and, you know, obviously be cancer free. It was,
huge.
Yeah, it was.
And I think some people are just big. Too comfortable. Because you had, although your surgery was awful, it was a wake-up call.
Yes, that definitely.
That actually life's short.
Yeah.
And I think some people are too comfortable.
Yes, exactly.
And now you've changed your life around. Well, yeah. Claudia, thank you so much for coming on Runners on a Wednesday.
Thank you.
And thank you for being such an inspiration to so many people.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.